with us this morning, Patty Doherty and Rita Plourd. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We had a board meeting yesterday, and we got lots of stuff going on here, so I'm going to turn it over to you first, and then you can pass the torch to Patty.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. Good morning. Well, we do actually have a lot of things going on, and as usual at our board meeting, we always try to talk money just to make sure that we can keep the doors open and the doctors here. So that's always a common. But I wanted to quickly just highlight a few of our patient education, our community outreach services, different things that are going to be coming up in the very near future, this week and the following week. First, I wanted to mention several months ago, the law enforcement center started working on purchasing the black box, for lack of a better term, for medication disposal as a medication drop-off. And we have been helping patients and anyone actually in the county who has medications and want to have it disposed of. We've gone through many, many steps over the years. And now we're at a place where even on our website, you can go in, there's a description of how to take care of your medications at your home if you are no longer using them. But one of the better options available is this drop box. And law enforcement has purchased it, and it is now up and running, and we are way excited about this.
And this is at the law enforcement center.
It is at the law enforcement office, and it is a very simple process. So for those of you out there who have medications that you've been trying to figure out what to do with and dispose of, this is one of the two options that we feel are best for disposing. And all you have to do is you simply remove the labels from your medication bottles. You put your medication bottles all in one bag, and you take that bag of medications to the Cook County Law Enforcement lobby, and you deposit them in the container that is provided right there. And that is all you have to do. And then at that point, law enforcement will follow the protocols that are set up for the disposal of medications.
Glad to hear that that's up, because we've been talking about it for some time. Mm-hmm. And then, because there are just a few facilities in the state, if I'm not mistaken, that can incinerate those.
Correct.
Safely. And,
correct.
And then they take all
because
that
of the
stuff.
Temperatures that are required, yes. The other quick things I want to mention is the ever-present Fish Project, the Mercury Project, is definitely up and running. And Joyce has been here with us. Joyce Cleese has been here with us, who's serving as coordinator. We are now going to be doing, we are ready to do two major events, the first two major community events. There'll be one on September 10th, and it will be at the Birch Grove Community Center. And so West End folks, if you are down there, or women between the ages of 16 and 50, if you are in that area and want to stop in at the Birch Grove Community Center, September 10th, 3 to 7, we will have nurses there, lab people there. There will be educators to kind of walk through the actual information that's presented for the project. So that's the first event that's happening. The second one will be Saturday, September 13th, and we're going to run that event at the clinic, Sawtooth Mountain Clinic, in the classroom, lower level classroom, and we are going to be there from 8 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. Mm. So those will be the first two major events, and then we will be going to other locations in the Grand Portage, and maybe even up the trail.
The details and some personal experiences can be found on the clinic's website in a really very informative video.
Then our Moving Matters project, the Blue Cross Blue Shield, funded by the Blue Cross Blue Shield grant that we have, is going to be doing a first community redesign Highway 61 community meeting on Thursday, September 4th from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock at the Grand Marais Library. The meeting itself will begin simply to identify the challenges and opportunities within the Highway 61 corridor in Grand Marais. This is part of safe routes. It's part of taking a look and getting people out feeling safe and comfortable walking, moving around our communities. But I just want to mention that we do have flu vaccinations, and we will be beginning our flu shot outreach clinics in 2 weeks.
Patty Doherty is sitting here patiently, and she's going to talk about patience portals.
Yeah, this is the next best thing since sliced bread, I'm pretty
really?
Sure.
Really? That
yeah.
good?
Well, so it's at least as good as the medication.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, it is good news.
It is good news. Patient Portal is a secure, password-protected website that allows patients to access certain aspects of their medical record. And we are now live. We're in the early stages, and we're encouraging people to come and sign up. We prefer that you do it in person. And so there's a lot of people in this county that go south for the winter, mm-hmm. and it really is to your advantage to get this done before you go south. Because if you're in, you know, someplace warm and sunny, and you get pneumonia or you have an emergency, you can access your medical record and know your medications, your allergies, your problem list, know who your doctor was up here, send a message to the doctor. It's a not urgent messages, but you can mm-hmm. get clarification on things, immunizations. There's just all
that kind of stuff
things.
That you can then pass on to whoever's going to take care of you in Florida.
Right. You can download and print a chart summary. Yeah, especially if you're seeing specialists, you know, to be able to bring a list from a specialist or to access your medication list from here when you go to the specialist, mm-hmm. and, you know, so that we know that everybody's on the same page.
So who do we go to at the clinic?
You walk into the front desk and you tell them that you're interested in registering for Patient Portal.
And they take it from there.
And they will help you. They will, you will need is a PIN number from us. And the way that you get that is we generate that at the clinic front desk and we'll hand you a letter. We also will have help available mm-hmm. and we encourage people to use us this way to just get on a computer right then and there in either the patient education room, or we'll have a kiosk set up with someone's help and mm-hmm. log in and get everything set up. So it's a two-step process. Once you get your PIN letter from us, that isn't it. You're not signed up. You actually have to go into the website and do the work, do the registration, and then you're signed up. And you can access the patient portal from our own website. There's a link on there, which is sawtoothmountainclinic.org. Mm-hmm.
Thank you both for stopping by.
Thank you very much for inviting us.